It's a very good step that the PPA is currently undertaking. Under Section 3 of the Act, they have a duty to ensure compliance with the provisions of the law. You know, PPA can even go into any institution at all to ask for what? Procurement records. But the question I would probably want to ask is that why would they want to restrict it to just 2016? Okay, because there are some of the procurements that run over a period of time. So if you start something within 2016, there are other procurement that probably will come into the year 2017, or that some procurement that will actually start in 2015, but are only being carried out in 2016. My only concern for them is whether they will have the resources to do that. Because there are so many public institutions. I know over 1,000, you know, public procurement institutions in the country. If you take the education sector, for example, you have what? The Ministry of Education is there, the Ghana Education Services, there you have all the universities under that that are public. The nursing training colleges, they are all public institutions. So it means each of these institutions will have to be audited. All the secondary schools that are public will have to be, you know, audited. So it's a very huge responsibility. But I think that it is only through that we'll be able to unearth some of these things that have gone on which are not appropriate. And of course, I would just say that the law makes it clear that in a contravention of the provisions of the law, there's a fine of 2,500 penalty units, or you go to prison for 5 years or both. So if they go through this procurement audit, and then I think that should actually serve as a basis for prosecution. If people are found to have done things that are what untoward, things that are against the law, then the law must be distinct to what working. If not, then it will just be another exercise in futility.
As somebody who is in the industry, what do you think is the problem with public procurement in Ghana?
I think there are a number of fundamental issues. Our act came into existence in 2004. Since then, I know PPA has been making a lot of frantic efforts to build the capacity of people. But today, though, we even have an amendment which came out last year, that's Act 914. We still have quite a number of challenges. For me, one of the fundamental ones has to do with lack of capacity. PPA under Section 3 of the Public Procurement Act, you know, have a responsibility to, you know, build the capacity of practitioners within the field of public procurement in Ghana. And that actually ties in with some of the issues that we are currently seeing, whereby, you know, procurement is probably not conducted as expected, or is in contravention with the provisions of the law.